It's a little local news of Thursday. It's an NBA minute on the Gary Sharp Show. And what a night last night for a lot of different teams. How about the Suns officially up on top of the Western Conference and the rest of the NBA? They won 134-118 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron is out for the next two games. John Morant, he's come out and said that he's a top five point guard in the league. I sat up here and I thought of five point guards that are better than John Morant. So, John Morant, you're going to have to calm down on that one. The Bucks took down the Nets again last night. DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin should not be allowed to come within 5 feet of Giannis. Or both of them go there. Simple as that, because they can't guard him himself. The Bucks down the Nets 124-118. You know how they say shooters shoot the lights out? Well, that literally happened in New Orleans last night as Steph Curry was in town, and literally the lights went out as Steph was shooting the ball. Gary, it worked too, because Steph was not – he cooled off as soon as those lights went out, and the Pelicans were able to pull off a win, 108-103. By the way, some coaching stuff. The Pacers might be getting rid of their first-year coach because I guess – he doesn't have a good relationship with his stars, and as well as Portland, be on the lookout for Terry Stotts. Unless they go on a deep playoff run, looks like they will be moving, parting ways with him. And Jason Kidd's name is floating around as a possible replacement.
And it looks like if you're in Milwaukee, you're going to need a deep run in the playoffs to preserve your head coach's job.
Bingo. Yeah, a lot of head coaches' jobs are dependent on what's going to happen in this playoff.
You know, first-year head coach, a little bit different this year with protocols that are in place. You know, you're not playing defense. You get them some big crooked numbers. Players are letting out to their sources that they are not happy. Issues in the locker room for a first-year head coach. I don't recall any time that that ended up okay. But this is a weird year. Like, you know, how do you resolve those issues in the locker room? Because can't spend a ton of time with your players as much as you would like, just in a relaxed setting.
Right.
It's been a rough year for your Pacers.
Yeah. And once again, injuries come into play. And you look at Nate McMillan and what he had to deal with injuries wise, and Mr. Bjorken is not doesn't get a break this year at all.
So you know, back in the crossover many hours ago, mm-hmm. Which. You have an idea of what you're going to talk about in the crossover, and then you don't get to talk about it?
Yeah, typically it happens that way.
That's okay. That's the beauty of live radio. Mm-hmm. I think that the L.A. Lakers are the NBA's greatest mystery, even more than the Brooklyn Nets, mm-hmm. because of one guy in LeBron. Now, I am disappointed he's not going to play on Thursday and Friday, but they are gearing up to get as close, I don't know, maybe 90-95% LeBron for the playoffs. But he changes the equation. Whether he's 100%, 90%, it's still the great unknown, and you don't know what to expect, but he gets the benefit of the doubt that he'll be able to return, and somehow, some way, they will salvage their way, at least through an opening round series victory, and then after that, it's probably a crapshoot.
Yeah.
But maybe just like Brooklyn, they're running out of time to, you know, create some continuity. But I don't doubt the Lakers because of number 23. But they are the great mystery. I think I know what I'm going to get out of Brooklyn. I think Harden's going to return. They're going to be a little bit choppy. First-year head coach. They may struggle in their opening series and may not make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. And that could change because, you know, you put that big three together, and when they're together and they're on, they're scary. And you know, they got Philadelphia and Milwaukee in the way. But the Lakers are, I think the Lakers are the greatest, the bigger mystery because of the impact of Zero Dark 23 when it comes to the postseason.
Yep.
You would be very happy here, George. Actually, she's in front of me. I have sold a couple of T-shirts and a jersey.
Gary,
Would you like some help, ma'am? Usually they're in the back. They do a good job here going small, medium, large, extra large. If not, we'll get somebody taller to help you. Yeah.
I was listening during the break, and I was listening to you. When is your paycheck going to come in? Marty's paying you for that?
I don't know. I, the guy that runs the show around here is ghosting me. I tweeted at him. What do I get as commission? This gentleman here, he's named Fred Huey, ma'am. He is the mayor of Sarpy County. Are you a Sarpy or a Douglas County resident? Oh, that guy is for you. Whatever you need. You go to any restaurant in town, tell him you know Fred Huey, boom. Right in. Yeah. Look at this. This is, I mean, where it is. They might be right there. Yeah. Is your husband a big soccer fan? Oh, okay. Oh, where'd he play? Okay. Nice. All right. Live radio on a remote.
I love this.
Have you been to many Union Omaha games? Okay. It's a good time. You get a little bit crazy. I would bring pyrotechnics. Seems to be a lot of smoke and fire. Oh, now that's a good time in Seattle. Yes, that's on a whole different level. I think he's taking a shirt for you. He may be buying it for you. Would you like him to try it on? Hey, Fred, she'd like you to try it on because you and your husband look about the same.
I'm done.
All right. Parker Gabriel's coming up. I mean, hey, we're for the people. We're trying to help people. They're really busy here.
Yep.
So, ma'am, thank you for stopping by. You listen to the station all the time? Oh, okay, thank you. That's okay. You don't have to, like, once you tell me that you don't listen to our station, you don't have to say, but I listen to all these other ones.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
I hope the shirt shrinks. Parker Gabriel's coming up next.